love Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings,
then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven.
Not controlled!
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
Thank you. Lindy LaFontaine with Free to Breathe, which is a pre-release song. And right now on the phone, all the way from the San Francisco Bay Area, I've got the artist herself, Lindy LaFontaine. Lindy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thanks so much for joining me on the radio this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So you know what? We're chatting offline, and you told me that you have an upcoming album you're putting together. This is not just going to be an EP. This is going to be a full-blown release. Do tell. What's going on with that?
I started off actually doing an EP, and then I ended up writing probably about 10 songs within a matter of 2 months, and I thought, might as well put these on there too. So,
excellent.
I'm hoping to get the album out. I've been saying this for 2 years, actually. I recorded these songs almost 2 years ago, but hopefully by the end of the year.
Wow, that'd be great. Now, how's the recording process itself going?
Ooh, it's a long story. I started recording when I was living in D.C., so I went to a producer out there, Stuart Myers, who he's a fantastic producer and had some great ideas, but didn't understand the style of the music.
Ah.
So I had to take a lot of the tracks that were already recorded and give it to a new producer out here that I'm working with. His name is Michael Winger, and he's in the city. And he gets it a little more. So I'm actually co-producing it myself because I seem to be the only one in the area who knows what the genre trip-hop is.
We're going to delve into that in a little bit. Definitely want to explore that. That explains something, though. One of your tracks, you've sent this to me, and of course it's all in rough form, but the title of it is I Do, and then it's the Michael mix. So that wasn't for me. That was the Michael, the producer, right?
Right. So it's actually just called I Do, but I have so many different versions that I have to say, this is a Stuart mix, this is a Michael mix, this is a trip-hop remix. The songs have been recorded 3 times over just to get them perfect. I'm a perfectionist.
It sounds like it. That's really great. I think your forte is vocals. I gathered that pretty much from your website. So
thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I got to send out some props to our mutual friend, Kate Burkhardt, because she's the person who more or less introduced us, although it was kind of inadvertent. It's kind of a funny story because you guys all played a show together at the Hotel Utah about 2 weeks ago, and I got on one of these crazy Facebook internet mailing lists, and it was from Lindy LaFontaine. It says, please join me at Hotel Utah. And I thought, that name Hotel Utah sounds familiar. Wait, that date's tonight. What the heck? So, I listened to your music. I thought, okay, this is awesome. I'll go ahead and introduce myself. So I know you didn't intend to meet me, and I didn't intend to meet you, but look, here we are on the radio.
Yeah, love it. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, she's an awesome.
I actually hadn't met Kate. I think it was all through Facebook. I teach voice for a living, and I had a student of mine who knew Kate Burkhardt, and she wrote to me saying that Kate was looking for a headliner for her show. And so I wrote to Kate, and she listened to my music and said, yeah, we'd love to have you. And that's how all this came to be.
It's pretty amazing stuff. Well, I love the way these coincidences work, you know, between radio, the internet, music, life's one grand coincidence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your background. I understand if I ask you the question, where did you grow up, you're going to give me several different answers. So let's explore that. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, several different answers. Well, I started life in Bangladesh, which I actually remember. I was there till I was about 4 years old.
Wow.
And then we moved to Egypt, and we were there probably until I was 15.
Okay.
So I was living in Cairo for a long time, probably most of my life. And do you want me to go through the list?
Well, it's pretty interesting, yeah.
Then I moved back to the Bay Area, then I moved to England, then I moved back to America.
Wow, wow. Yeah. Were your folks diplomats, or were they on the run, or what were they?
A little bit of both. They're old hippies. But they're working hippies. My mother is, when we were in Cairo, she was the director for Save the Children.
Nice. Very, very good. I respect that a lot.
She's a very noble person. And my father's an environmental engineer, so living in the Middle East was a good deal for both of them. My mother just works for USAID now, so she actually lives in Kabul.
Okay, that's
not a safe place to be at the moment. My dad still lives in Cairo.
That's so tough right now. Yeah.
I always have an issue with the, your closest living relative. Is that Afghanistan or Egypt? I don't know which one is closer.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty far when they're on the other side of the globe. Mm-hmm. And so your band's name is called Cairo, but with a different twist on the spelling.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me where I got the name from, and I call it Cairo because I grew up in Cairo. but I spell it K-Y-R-O just because I think it looks cool.
It does.
There's
and that's
really, really no explanation. I just think it looks cool that way.
That sounds like it's got to be a radio station somewhere west of the Mississippi, though, with, you know, four call letters beginning with K.
Right. Everybody asks me what it stands for, and I say nothing. Nothing. It just means that I grew up there.
There you go. There you go. So how long have you been in the Bay Area now?
This time around. I've been here about a year and a half.
Okay. So how do you like...
I'm still getting to know the area. I lived here... Let's see, I moved to the East Coast,
okay.
But before that I was here for a few years, so I moved back here, just because I don't really have a, you know, quote-unquote home. So, this is what I like to call home.
Okay, so how do you like Northern California?
I love it. I love it. They're my people.
Yes. Especially, you know, it's kind of like if your parents are from here, then you're probably comfortable with the people here.
Well, my parents aren't from here, but...
Oh!
I'm still comfortable with the people here.
Awesome, awesome.
There's just something about the mellow vibe out here that I tend to work very well with.
Yeah, and that really works for me as well. Hey, why don't we take a quick break and listen to one of your songs? Our guest this evening on the Tuesday Night Diner is Lindy LaFontaine, and we're going to hear her song Sunday.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Lindy LaFontaine and Sunday. Lindy LaFontaine's our guest here on the Tuesday Night Diner. Lindy, how you holding up?
I am loving this.
I'm so glad. You know, this is just a blast chatting music with you. And offline, we're talking about the genre of music known as trip-hop. Now, years and years ago, back in the 90s, I first heard a song by Portishead, and the DJ said, this is trip-hop. And I thought, wow, never heard that term before. And so I hear trip-hop a lot in the intervening years, hear that a lot these days. What is trip-hop? You kind of dabble in that yourself.
Yeah, trip-hop, that's the genre of my music. And I guess most people would know the band Portishead. That's kind of how I have to define it to people here in the States.
Yeah.
I first heard it when I was living in England, and it's still quite popular over there. And if I name bands, people probably wouldn't know them. I'll name a few: Morcheeba.
Oh yeah.
Sneaker Pimps. Let's see, Massive Attack. A lot of people have heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also different kinds of trip hop. Like Portishead is extremely electronic-y. And then there's a little more acoustic, mellow trip hop. Mine's sort of in the middle. I like the electronic elements. It sort of has a hip hop beat, so it's definitely groovy, but the vocals and the melody and from the music tend to be very, very, very sultry and mellow. So it's like it's got a sultry, mellow vibe over like a hip hop groove.
That makes sense.
And normally, I tend to hear it in different series online, so or on TV. Like the beginning of House has Massive Attack's Teardrop.
Yes.
And The Waiting Line by 07 is in Garden State. So it's really good atmospheric music too.
That's a good way of describing it. You know, I've tried to describe it, just trying to think of words, and of course, mellow comes up, but the way you describe sultry and the hip-hoppy, I think that's the distinguishing factors, because you could say folk is mellow too, but it's certainly nothing like folk music, for example.
No, it's got that hip-hop groove to it.
Yeah.
Like, so I could play a show with, you know, the Fugees, for instance. Like, it's not the same genre, but the groove would go along really well with that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really cool style of music. I fell in love with it when I first heard it. I knew exactly what I wanted to do.
That's great. And your vocal range, we were chatting about how you're more in the alto range, and that just seems perfect. You seem really comfortable in that range with your style of music.
Yeah, I can hit high notes. It's just it doesn't really go along with the vibe.
Gotcha.
I like except Sneaker Piss. That girl's got a really high voice. But I like the mellow, the low, the a lot of mids in the voice, it's kind of sultry. I like the sultry sound.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm going to shift gears for a minute here. Today would have been the 70th birthday of John Lennon, and
Yes. This
is a little tidbit you gave me that I'm so excited about. You have a Beatle connection. Please tell.
I do have a Beatles connection. I went to Paul McCartney's school in Liverpool.
Whoa.
Yeah. he first opened a high school in London. And he's the head patron, so this means it was his idea. He put it together. And it was a high school for performing arts, kind of like Fame, only British style.
And then
he decided to... Actually, the old school for boys where he and John Lennon met in Liverpool, they were going to tear it down. And so he came in and decided to make it into a college.
Wow.
And I was there probably the third year it was open.
So,
and I think I was the second American to get accepted into the music program.
So I would imagine.
There weren't very many Americans there. There were a lot of Europeans.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just British people, a lot of Europeans.
I would imagine it's pretty exclusive and tough to get into.
It was very hard to get into. I applied for Juilliard and for Berklee School of Music, and they both accepted me before the Paul McCartney School accepted me.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And an interesting fact is it's the only school in the world where you get your degree in rock music.
I love that. I mean, that's the way it should be. I mean, I remember when I was going to college, it was a novel thing to have music appreciation courses for jazz. So it just stands to reason that now, here we are a couple decades later, rock is a legitimate art form and a legitimate degree program.
It is. I hope one day they'll open a school out here, because Berklee School of Music is the only one that we have that's even close.
Yeah,
but
and it's
this,
in...
this school was incredible. There were only 500 students there. They asked me for press clippings to get in.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you had to be famous before you even applied.
Wow.
Thankfully, I've been doing this for a long time. And I was one of the youngest people there, too. The average age was about 30.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah, I had a great time. And I met Paul McCartney several times.
I was going to ask you, pretty well-known headmaster of the school there.
Yeah, and we had a lot of guest speakers. We actually had a conference with George Martin.
Oh, wow.
He came and he gave a lecture at the school, and we all got to ask him questions.
That's exciting.
It was amazing.
Wow.
And then Paul McCartney gave me a few private songwriting lessons. That was pretty cool.
Oh, my God. That puts you in a very, very exclusive club. You know, if I could shake your hand, I probably wouldn't wash it for a while.
Well, let's make that happen someday.
Yeah, let's do that. You know, I think on Reverb Nation, there's a demand, Lindy LaFontaine in Sacramento. So I've already signed up and I've placed my demand. So I think you've got 77 of us demanding you now.
Everybody, demand me in Sacramento, and I will come out there, and I'll shake all of your hands.
Yes, yes. I can't believe how fast this is going. We're down to the last few minutes. Got to ask you now the most important questions of all. How can my listeners learn more about you and get a hold of your music for their very own?
Well, this next album is going to be out sometime next year, but I do have some music on iTunes from my first EP that came out. It was recorded at the Paul McCartney School. It came out in 2000. And you can find those on iTunes. Just type in Lindy LaFontaine. Or the best thing to do would be to go to my website, lindylafontaine.com. And I'm actually selling pre-releases of my songs so far. So if you're interested in having a little sneak peek, then go over to my website and check it out. And the full album should be out in a few months.
Okay, very good. And most important question of all, I ask everybody this, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yes.
Tacos,
yay!
Tacos with no meat, I'm a vegetarian.
You are, okay, so it's going to be the beans, the cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, all the good stuff?
All of it. I love lots of things all in one package.
I'm not a vegetarian, but I've stuffed myself uncomfortably on vegetarian food sometimes. You know, you can do great wonders with that stuff.
Good for you.
Yes, yes. So, Lindy LaFontaine.
Before we go, I have a show coming up.
Oh, that's right. Most important of all, we've got to talk about that.
I have a show coming up in Oakland. If any of you guys are going to be in Oakland next Friday, the 15th, I have a show at the Uptown Nightclub on Telegraph. It's going to be a great show with lots of great female-fronted bands.
Very good. What's the name of the venue in Oakland again?
It's called the Uptown Nightclub. Ice Cube played there a couple weeks ago. It's a great stage.
Wow, there you go. So they definitely do all kinds of things there. So Lindy LaFontaine next Friday in Oakland, California, 10:15 at 10:15. That's October 15th. I'm not sure of the start time. That's at the Uptown in Oakland, California. Lindy, thanks so much for spending some time with us here on the radio this afternoon.
Thank you, Michael. I had a great time.
Great, and we're going to leave you with one more track, and the one we're going to play is I Do.
I Do.
Here we go.
Recharged Radio. Looking